This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. Today, a special two-part program. We're going to cover a couple of things going on and around the Umpqua Valley. This time of year, there is a lot to talk about. Umpqua Valley Festival of Lights begins on Sunday. It's 32nd season out at River Forks Park, northwest of Roseburg. Tabitha Lehman, one of the folks leading the effort to make this happen. Tabitha, thanks for being on today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, if somebody is newer in the area, explain what Festival of Lights is all about.
Sure. So Festival of Lights is a Rotary fundraiser that brings Christmas joy to everybody in our area and beyond. We bring folks in from other places and draw about 25,000 people a year.
And we mentioned the 32nd year. Talk about how it all got started.
Yeah, so Kerwin Doughton was our founder, who had this idea of putting some lights in a park and allowing people to drive through them, and what that would look like. And what that has translated to 32 years later is a park with over 90 displays in it, 500,000 lights, the world's largest nutcracker, and a lot of really fun things.
Wow, and it's been something that has attracted a lot of people from out of the area as well, right?
It is, yeah. As I mentioned, we bring 25,000 people in annually, and that's not just local folks. We have people, I think last year we had all 38 states accounted for of people.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty cool thing. Now, for the displays this year, what's new?
So this year we have our new display that was donated by Convey is our lighthouse display. So it's kind of a nod to the Umpqua Lighthouse here locally.
And tell me more about that. What's it look like?
It is beautiful. We lit it up for the first time this week, and it's going to be pretty special. So you'll have to come out and see it. I think you're going to like it.
All right. And every year, in fact, it's one of the things that Kerwin used to talk about, is the need to continually freshen things up. One of the things that he believed was one of the parts of the success of this is that it wasn't just a static set of displays, and it was the same display every year, that you needed to change things, adjust things, move things around, and do all of that. And he really attributed one of the success points for the reason this is still going versus other communities that have tried this but didn't ever put that effort into freshening things up.
Yeah, so one of the things we're really excited about this year that's new for us is we're bringing some new special nights. So we wanted to do something different, and we partnered with Thrive Umpqua to bring a Bike the Lights night. So that'll be here the first week we're opened on November 25th, where we're inviting people out to decorate their bikes and make it, you know, festive, and then ride through together through the lights on their bike, get out and active. It's going to be a great time. And then we also have the Santa Paws Pack Walk with Saving Grace. That's on the 26th of November, and we're asking people to bring out their furry family members and join us for a pack walk as we walk the lights that evening as well.
Wow, should be a fun time and something brand new. Now, for those special nights, is the admission cost any different?
Yes. So on the nights for those, it won't be a car drive-through. It's a donation price to Santa Paws for their night, the pack walk. On the Bike the Lights night, there is not an admission charge for riding through. That's just a project to try to keep people active and up and moving and keep our community healthy.
Now, a few years ago, you introduced the Dutch Bros Village, but I understand it's moved this year.
Yes, we are so excited. We've worked with the county and a ton of volunteers to get Hellick Hall back in order to be able to bring Holiday Village back to its home. So we're very excited. It's the first time since 2019 and kind of pre-COVID that we're back at Hellick Hall. And it is just a beautiful sight. So
Very good. Now, if somebody wants to get tickets for this, that shifted over the years as well, because during COVID, you added an online option, which probably really took off.
We did, yeah. We transitioned to having online option during COVID because that was kind of all we could do. And it was so well used that we decided to keep it in years going forward. So now you can go to uvfestivallights.com and purchase your ticket ahead of time right on there. Or you can still purchase a ticket at the gate as well, or at Holiday Village.
Now, how many people does it take to pull this off? I mean, you're up and running for a month, and it takes a long time to get it ready.
Yes. It starts clear back in August with Mike, our team lead, and our guys kind of getting lights ready. They work for months, 40-hour weeks, to get the lights up and up to par and out in the field. But then it takes hundreds of volunteers on top of that. As I mentioned earlier, we had a cleanup day out at Helic Hall where we were part of the Make a Difference Day, where some local groups came out and helped us to get that ready. We've partnered with Wolf Creek Job Corps to have some of the youth out there working to help put up lights and learning the process through that. Of course, as it being a Rotary project, there's a ton of Rotarians that help, businesses that sponsor us and help us out putting lights up and doing all those things, the county, the park staff, and, of course, all the people that attend and support us over the years as well.
Wow. So the long-term impact on this, how is the Rotary been able to make a big difference?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you mentioned earlier, this has been going on for 32 years. So that's 32 years worth of scholarships that we give every year. On average, we give about $14,000 a year in scholarships. So if you do the math real quick, I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars that have gone back into our community to help people be able to go back to school or attend college after high school or trade schools. It also leaves lasting memories. You know, I'm proud to have been on this committee now for, gosh, eight or so years, but this started for me when I was a little kid riding in my mom's car through the Festival of Lights. And so those memories, I think, last with a lot of us that have been here and that visit. And it really fosters good community connections. And I think something that we can be proud of that we have here in Douglas County.
And probably for people like you and for families who have kids that have moved out of the area and are only back periodically, oftentimes when they are back for the holiday season, one of the first things a parent or grandparent hears is, hey, can we go to Festival of Lights?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
I have one volunteer I can think of specifically that his son was away at military the last few years, and he always makes sure to save the date for when his son's visiting to do their volunteer work out there because it's really impactful for them.
Very good. Well, Umpqua Valley Festival of Lights, again, it begins on Sunday. What are the hours this year?
Yeah, so we open at 5:30, and we close at 9 o'clock Sunday through Thursday and 10 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays.
All right, Tabitha Lehman of Umpqua Valley Festival of Lights, thanks for being on today.
Hey, thank you.
12:44, we're going to go to topic number two. When we come back, the interview will be a podcast after one at 541radio.com from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Allie Rogers of the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers Association with us right now in Inside Douglas County, getting ready for the second annual Thanksgiving weekend open house. What's going on with wine growers?
Yes, thank you, Kyle. Well, it's a festive time of year, a good time to kick off the holidays, and all of the wineries in Douglas County in the Umpqua Valley will be celebrating with individual events, wine specials, Black Friday specials, caramel and wine pairings. I mean, you name it. There's just a huge variety of things going on at the wineries.
And a lot of people, this is a good opportunity to showcase the industry when people have friends, family, others that are visiting.
Absolutely. It's a great way to show off your local wine industry and support, you know, Small Business Saturday next weekend, and support the local industry and drink some delicious wines while you're at it.
And then get the relatives out of the house. Well, wait, you have to go with them, though, so that may not totally solve that. But I digress. Anyway, so you've got how many wineries participating in this?
So in this event, we've got 14 wineries that have linked in with special events and discounts and things like that. Yeah.
So let's talk about the Umpqua Valley wine growers. You've got a lot going on in the past couple of years as the overall wine industry has really been noticing the Umpqua Valley a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think so. I'm a little biased, of course, but the industry's here is certainly shining with the quality wines that are being produced here. And I mean, as a destination for visitors to come, as we all know, it's gorgeous here. So for visitors to come, wine taste in the valley, explore the vineyards, you know, end up on a little dirt road somewhere. It's just, yeah, it's a great place to be and a great time to be here.
And of course, we're coming, we're past harvest. What have you been hearing about people's assessment of how things went this year?
Fabulous. I mean, you know, some people might say that every year, but this year truly was. Early spring, steady ripening summer. The rain held off in the fall, so, you know, the winemakers were able to get the grapes ripe like they wanted without the pressure of having to pick early. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, so really a Goldilocks vintage, something to look out for in the future.
And didn't really have the issue with excessive smoke either.
No, it was great this year.
So now you've been here for how long?
In Roseburg, a couple years, and with the wine growers about a year and a half.
But you've got a pretty good background in wine.
Yeah, my family had a winery up in eastern Washington in the Walla Walla region. My dad got me involved in wine on a trip to France when I was 14. And, you know, over there, they let you have a little sip of wine. So there you go.
And what is it that kind of draws you in to make it not just a fun experience, but part of your career, basically?
Yeah, I really like to support small businesses. You know, the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers, we're a nonprofit that supports the wineries and vineyards in our region. And these are people, a lot of them have day jobs, but they have a passion for wine. So they're making wine in the evening, on the weekends. And, you know, my dad was the same way. He had a small winery and I helped them out. Didn't get paid a lot of that time because your family, you kind of got to do it. And I want to see these businesses succeed. And they have such an amazing product that's delicious for people to enjoy.
And with the topography of the Umpqua Valley, that really adds something that you don't find really just about anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, the variety of grapes that we can grow in the vineyards here, and therefore the variety of wines that we can produce. I mean, you don't get that almost anywhere else in the world.
Do you have any idea how many different varietals we have in the ground around here?
Over 50, which is a ton.
That's just amazing. And that seems like one of the, you know, sort of the focal points that really could highlight this area, because so many other areas are known for one or two varietals, like the Willamette Valley.
Yeah, exactly. They specialize in Pinot Noir, maybe some Chardonnay or Pinot Gris, but they're really known for one varietal. And down here, I mean, it's great for locals because they can go out to a winery and find, you know, at least one, probably multiple wines that they like, just because we're able to grow the variety of grapes here.
And from different parts of the Umpqua Valley, where you have areas that the same varietal will grow, you know, in both locations, you get a different taste.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, in Elkton, at the north end of the Umpqua Valley, cooler climate. So you're going to get kind of a different Pinot Noir than you would get in the warmer kind of southern part of the Umpqua Valley. It's amazing.
Yeah. And what have you seen about growth this year? We, you know, periodically hear about someplace new or more ground being planted in grapes.
Yeah, so we've got a few new wineries that have popped up. Haynes Creek Vineyard in Elkton. There's Oakland Creek Vineyards in the town of Oakland, Oregon. And I know there's probably others I'm not remembering at the moment. But and then, you know, not a ton of new vineyard acreage planted. But, you know, some of the best sites on some of the hillsides have yet to be planted.
Well, and especially a few years ago, we were seeing a lot of folks from other areas, sometimes even some of the existing wineries in other parts of Oregon, getting land down here, not to have a special or separate winery here, but to source for part of what they do maybe to the north.
That is true. So Pinot Noir that's grown in the Umpqua Valley might find its way into some Willamette Valley Pinot Noir because it's going to be riper down here. It doesn't get as much rain. We get more sunshine.
Well, it's a pretty interesting experience. Now, the second annual Thanksgiving weekend open house, do you have more specifics about some of the things going on?
Yeah, so it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's the day after Thanksgiving, November 29th, Black Friday.
Don't show up on Thursday.
Correct. We're going to let those wineries enjoy some wine with their turkey as well. But it'll be going Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Our website has details on which winery is doing which thing. There's a couple wineries that have decided to waive their tasting fees that weekend. That's going to be Girardet Vineyards, Melrose Vineyards. So you can go there, wine taste, grab a bottle of wine to take home. It's just a great way to get out for locals to support the valley, maybe explore a winery you've never been to before. And, you know, if you're going to go out this weekend wine tasting and you want some input on Thanksgiving wine pairings, tell them what you're going to have for Thanksgiving and say, what wine would you suggest?
Yeah, that's always an interesting idea. And, you know, being an amateur, sometimes I've played around with that and been relatively successful. I mean, much to my surprise.
Awesome. And the most important thing, drink what you like. It doesn't have to be snobby. It doesn't have to be fancy. If there's a wine you enjoy, whether it pairs with the food or not, just drink what you like.
And but really, if you get time or are able to learn a little bit about the pairing, it really does make a big difference. Certain wines taste, I will even say, radically different, whether you're just sipping them in the evening by themselves or if you add, you know, a pepperoni pizza, or if you add a particular pasta or duck or some other dish.
It's amazing what the combination of wine and food can do. Wine can elevate the food and bring out tastes that you never even thought of. I mean, it's the blend of kind of, you know, fat and acidity in the foods and in the wine, and that just can play so well together.
Now, with turkey, do you see people going more red or more white?
So a classic pairing is a Pinot Noir, which is a lighter red, which is great because that's what we have here in the Umpqua Valley. You could also go with a white wine, too, for sure.
And some people do that, especially people that are not serving turkey. I think I mentioned duck and maybe some other things, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, Pinot is great with duck as well as ham as well.
All right. So much to learn. Umpqua Valley Wine Growers, again, it's the second annual Thanksgiving weekend open house. The other element to this is not just going out to the open house and taking people there, but also thinking about the idea of gifting Umpqua Valley wines to folks, whether they're coming here later or whether you ship them off.
Exactly. We'll actually be doing a promotion in December. Wineries are putting together gift packs of some of their best wines. And I know one winery, Nostman, is actually including shipping in that two-bottle gift pack. So you can send that to your family that couldn't make it for Thanksgiving or Christmas this year. And, you know, it's a great way to share a piece of home here with other folks.
All right, if people want to find out more about this weekend and about the wine growers, give them the website again.
UmpquaValleyWineries.org.
Allie Rogers, Executive Director, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.